Grisly murders in Turkey raise the alarm for Christians. Nigeria's election violence claims 21 believers call for prayer. And international aid launches its first salvo against parasites in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Three Christian workers at a Christian publishing house were executed in Malatya, Turkey. The company was known for printing and distributing Christian literature and Bibles. The three were attacked Wednesday. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
They were tied to chairs and had their throats slit. Two of them died right at the scene. The third one died apparently on the way to the hospital after the attack. The Turkish government has announced that 10 people are now in custody.
The three victims include a pastor and two Turkish citizens, one of which was a pastor. Those arrested claim these believers were trying to take the religion away from the country. Nettleton's asking people to pray for the victims' families and for the Muslim community.
As they read about this case, that they'll ask, what were these Christians doing? What was their message? That can lead people to find out more about Christianity, and eventually, with the work of the Holy Spirit, can lead them into relationship with Christ.
Meanwhile, a state of emergency in one Nigerian state reflects the tension in the country approaching Saturday's presidential elections. Open Doors indicates that religious liberties and peace between the predominantly Muslim North and the Christian South are at stake. Two leading candidates are staunch Muslims. One has been handpicked by the outgoing Christian president. Pray for Christians in the region whose religious freedom is uncertain. You're listening to Mission Network News. Guinea worm is a crippling disease spread through contaminated water. There's a lot of headway in eradicating it, but Ghana is one of the few countries still battling it. That's where international aid comes in. IA's Jim Bodenner says the first shipment of the Biosand water filter system is en route to Ghana, West Africa.
It's on the high seas right now. We expect it to be in Ghana in the next 2 or 3 weeks. We are working with the international aid infrastructure on the ground in Ghana to develop an implementation plan to get the first 2,250 filters in use in high guinea worm endemic areas.
The filter provides about 75 gallons of safe water per day. That actually translates to an open door for the gospel, says Bodenner.
The use of the water technology, the Biosand water filter, we believe it strongly advances our ministry to support faith-based organizations on the ground that we're involved in. And it supports, we believe, our ministry, which is based on Matthew 25 and 28, to reach out and provide service to those in need around the world.
Meanwhile, Christian Resources International tells the story of a linguist from Costa Rica. A few years ago, he wrote to CRI and asked for materials, but couldn't pay the shipping. He offered to do translation work with CRI, thus cementing the partnership. CRI recently sent him some books, which he's using to teach and to evangelize. He says the resources have been effective, encouraging, and valuable. That's why CRI exists. Go to our website if you can help with Bibles, books, or bucks. And honey equals money for churches and families in Moldova. Farms International is providing loans for families to buy beehives. Honey's a rare and valuable commodity that can more than triple a family's income. But with more money comes more responsibility. Farms' Nathan McLaughlin says as participants learn stewardship, it helps the church.
We believe strongly that the best family development and church development occurs from the families that are attending those churches. So the tithing is able to help support their pastor, support the building, support missionaries so that they're able to go out and share the gospel.
According to a pastor McLaughlin spoke with, churches are growing because of the project.
When I was there, he said, we now have churches that did not exist 2 years ago that are now growing in attendance and influences in each of their villages. Without the opportunity and training provided by farms, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Pray for these families and that many more would get involved. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The Mission Network News daily email updates are available absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage, helping you be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.